请我们一起来翻开圣经诗篇三十二篇。
Let us all turn to the Bible, Psalm 32.
诗篇三十二篇第八节。
Psalm 32, verse 8.
第八节，我要教导你，指示你当行的路。我要定睛在你身上，劝诫你。
I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye.
在我们生活当中，有很多事情是我们所不懂的。
In our life, we have many things that we do not know.
在生活当中，有很多事情我们不会。
And there are also a lot of things that we don't know how to do.
所以我们需要有人来教导我们。
So we need someone to teach us.
在信仰的道路上面，我们也需要神来教导我们。
In our journey of faith, we also need God to teach us.
在我们信仰的道路上面，什么是比较好的？我们需要神来指示我们。
And in our journey of faith, we need God to tell us which is the better way.
在我们的信仰道路上面，有时候我们会有一点偏差。
And sometimes we may go a bit astray on our path of faith.
在信仰当中，有时候我们会做了错误的决定。
And sometimes we made some incorrect decisions.
所以神他会劝诫我们。
So God will encourage us to turn back.
那这里也提到说，神要定睛要看着我们。
Here it says that God will instruct us.And he will watch us with his eyes, guide us with his eye.
在生活当中，如果有一个人总是用他的眼睛盯着你，那我们会觉得很不舒服。
And if we have someone who constantly have their eyes on us, we might feel uncomfortable.
但是这里说神要用眼睛看着我们。
Here it says that God will look with his eye.
这是神对我们的关心。
This is God's care towards us.
神关心我们在各方面，我们的遭遇是怎样。
And God cares about every aspect of our life and what we went through.
神关心我们在各方面有没有在进步。
And God also cares whether we improve in all those aspects.
所以第八节是一个非常好的一个经节。
And so verse 8 here is a very good verse.
我们可以从这个经节可以知道神在我们的生活，在我们的信仰上是有多么的好，多么的重要。
And this tells us how good and how important God is in our pathway of faith.
再请看第九节。
Let's also read verse 9.
第九节，你不可像那无知的骡马，必用结环辔头勒住它，不然就不能驯服。
Says, do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you.
那第九节马上说我们不要无知。
Here it says, verse 9 said we must not have no understanding.
神在我们的生活当中是那么宝贵，那么的重要。
God is very important in our life.
但是我们人常常是无知的。
But a lot of time,We have no understanding.
所以这个第九节，他马上就接着说，我们不要无知。
And therefore, verse 9 immediately tells us that we should not have no understanding.
让我们仔细的来将这两节做一些思想。
And let's use these two verses and ponder upon it.
神这么好，那我们不要无知。
God is so good, and we must not be without understanding.
我们要留意着。当我们自己的意见不正确或不好的时候，神会告诉我们说 no。
So we must pay attention when our opinions or our thoughts are not correct. Sometimes God might tell us no.
因为神他愿意来教导我们，来指示我们。
Because God is willing to guide us and to teach us.
他一直在关心着我们。
He cares about us all the time.
所以我们要留意着，有时候神在对我们说不要。
And so we must pay attention on when God is telling us no.
我们请看民数记十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 14.
民数记十四章三十九节。
Verse 39.
民数记十四章三十九节。
Numbers 14 verse 39。
三十九节，摩西将这些话告诉以色列众人，他们就甚悲哀。
Then Moses told these words to all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly.
为什么这些百姓他们悲哀呢？
Why is it that people mourn?
啊，因为他们已经来到约旦河的旁边。
Because they already arrived at the brink of River Jordan.
他们已经来到迦南地的旁边。
They are already at the border of the land of Canaan.
啊，他们进去了就可以得到这个美好的地方。
Once they entered, they can own this beautiful place.
啊，但是神却对他们说，不要进去了。
But yet God told them not to enter.
啊，因为他们对神的不信。
Because of their disbelief in God.
哦，所以神要他们在旷野，再继续的接受训练。
So God wants them to continue to be in the wilderness for training.
啊，这真的是一件让人觉得很悲哀的事情。
This is indeed something that can cause some people to mourn greatly.
哦，已经就要到我们的手中了。
That the place is almost in their hand.
哦，但是神说现在不给你。
But yet God now said that I will not give it to you.
四十节。
Verse 40.
清早起来上山顶去，说我们在这里，我们有罪了，情愿上主所应许的地方去。
They rose early in the morning and went up to the top of the mountain, saying, "Here we are, and we will go up to the place which the Lord has promised, for we have sinned."
在这里，百姓他们承认他们是有罪的。
Here the people acknowledge that they have sinned.
啊，但是他们还是有一个希望，希望他们现在能够进迦南地。
But they still hope to enter the land of Canaan now.
啊，他们认罪的目的就是为了要现在进入迦南地。
And they confessed their sin because they wished that they could enter the land of Canaan right away.
哦，但是神已经说现在不要进去。
But God already told them they should not enter right now.
啊，四十一节。
Verse 41.
摩西说：“你们为何违背主的命令呢？这事不能顺利了。”
And Moses said, "Now why do you transgress the command of the Lord? For this will not succeed."
哦，摩西他不是一个无知的人。
Moses is not a person without understanding.
哦，他看清楚神的教导，神的指示。
And he clearly know God's instruction and his teachings.
哦，所以他对百姓说，不要再违背神的命令了。
So he told the people not to transgress the command of the Lord.
四十二节。
42.
不要上去，因为主不在你们中间，恐怕你们被仇敌杀败了。
Do not go up, lest you be defeated by your enemies, for the Lord is not among you.
摩西更进一步地告诉百姓说，神不会在你们的当中。
And so Moses went a step further and told the people that the Lord will not be among them.
你们进迦南地去，神不会在你们当中。
If you enter the land of Canaan now, God will not be among you.
那也就是说没有神的帮助。
That is to say that they will have no help from God.
你们做这件事情没有神的祝福。
If you do this, then you will not receive blessings from God.
啊，但是百姓却是无知的。
But the people have no understanding.
啊，四十五节。
45.
于是亚玛利人和住在那山上的迦南人都下来击打他们，把他们杀退了，直到何尔玛。
Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who dwelt in that mountain came down and attacked them and drove them back as far as Hormah.
真的，他们想要做的这一件事情不能够成功。
And indeed, what they wished to do was unsuccessful.
哦，没有神在他们当中，他们所要成就的事情是不会成功的。
Without God among them, what they wish to accomplish will never succeed.
哦，所以他们是无知的。
So they have no understanding.
哦，所以今天我们我们不要像这些以色列人这样无知。
And so today we should not be like the Israelites and have no understanding as well.
啊，明明这知道神不会，啊，神不会同在祝福，我们不要硬是要去做。
If we already know that this is something that will not that God will not support us and we will not receive blessings from Him, then we should not do it.
有时候我们觉得说我在做对的事情，神一定会跟我同在。
And sometimes we feel like if we are doing something right, then God will surely be with us.
但是不要忘了，神的道路高过人的道路。
But we should not forget that God's way is higher than man's way.
神的意念高过人的意念。
God's understanding and thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
是的，我们好像是要做最对的事情。
And indeed, it seems like what we're about to do is right.
但是神并没有，神可能是，可能啊，神并没有要我们现在去做。
But yet, God might not want us to do this right away.
所以我们不要无知。
So we should not have no understanding.
我们要看清楚神对我们的旨。对我们的指示是什么？
We must look clearly and know clearly what God's instruction is for us.
我们请来看一个例子，《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's turn to an example in the book of Acts, chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
十六章第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节说，圣灵禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过伯里加、加拉太一带的地方。
Now, when they had gone through Phrygia, the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia.
这是在描写保罗他的传道的旅程。
Here is the recording of Paul's ministry.
传道啊，传福音，这是一件对的事情。
Preaching the gospel is the right thing.
但是在这里说圣灵禁止。保罗他们在亚细亚讲道。
But here it mentions that they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia.
那保罗呢？他不是无知的。
So Paul was not a man without understanding.
他就顺服神圣灵的指示。
He submitted to the instruction and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
第七节。
Verse 7.
到了美西亚的边界，他们想要往比推尼去，耶稣的灵却不喜。
Seven. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them.
保罗一心一意的就是要传福音。
And Paul wholeheartedly wanted to preach the gospel.
但是保罗他不是一个无知的人。
But he is not a man with no understanding.
他总是努力的在看神的指示是什么。
And he put all effort to see what God's will is.
他总是努力的来看神要他走的道路是。是什么？
And he worked hard to know which way God wants him to walk on.
第十节。
Verse 10.
保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。
Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them.
果然不错，神要保罗他们把福音带进去欧洲。
And indeed, God wants them to spread the gospel to Europe.
在这个小亚细亚一带，应该还有其他的工人，他们可以继续在那边传福音。
In the area of Asia, they have other workers who can spread and continue to work on spreading the gospel there.
那主耶稣知道，保罗更适合到那个还没有人。接受过福音的地方去传福音。
And the Lord Jesus knew that Paul is more suitable to preach the gospel in this other place where no one have went to that area to preach before.
对的事情，有时候也要看时间要对。
And to do the right thing, sometimes we must also see whether it is the right time to do it.
有时候神会跟我们讲，还不是时间，慢一点。
Sometimes, God will tell us to slow down. It is not yet time.
我们通常想要做的事情，我们一定很急着想要做。
And sometimes when we want to do something, we want to urgently do it or do it immediately.
其实这也是一个好的对的态度。
And that is actually a very correct and good attitude.
有时候一些事情就是我们一直拖，一直拖，没有把它做好。
Sometimes if we continuing on to, delaying something, we will not do a good job on it.
但是有时候神会对我们说慢一点。
But on the other hand, sometimes God might tell us to slow down.
我们请看出埃及记二十三章。
Let's turn to Exodus 23.
出埃及记二十三章二十八节。
Exodus 23, verse 28.
28节，我要打发黄蜂飞在你面前，把西魏人、迦南人、赫人撵出去。
And I will send hornets before you, which shall drive out the Hivites, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before you.
神不断地来应许这个以色列人，要帮助他们赶出迦南人。
And God continuously tell the Israelites that He will help them drive out the Canaanites.
在这里，神又告诉他们我如何来帮助你们。
And here God tell them how He would actually help them.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
我不在一年之内将他们从你们面前撵出去，恐怕地成为荒凉，野地的兽多起来害你们。
I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field become too numerous for you.
但是在这里，神也告诉他们，我不会在一年之内就来完成这个事情。
And here, God also told them that He will not do this in a year.
因为很多事情都有一定的过程。
Because a lot of things, they have processes.
那所以呢，这个神是一位很合理的神。
And God is a very reasonable God.
我们常常希望有神迹。
Sometimes, we always hope for miracles.
所谓的神迹就是要让就是我们想要忽略掉一些应该有的过程。
And we wish for miracles because we want to get rid of some time of some process.
但是有一些过程，神是要我们去经过的。
But yet some of it God want us to experience.
就好像他们要占领迦南地，神要他们一步一步的来。
Just like when they are going to conquer the land of Canaan, God wanted them to take one step at a time.
神要我们做的事情，都有他的用意在里，他的目的在里头。
And what God want us to do all have meaning in them.
那神的目的总是为我们好。
And the purpose is for our own good.
对全体来讲是这样子，对个人来讲常常也是这样子。
And it is true for the group and also true for us personally.
所以我们不要无知。
So we should not be a man with no understanding.
我们要明白神是怎么的来教导我们。
We must understand how God is teaching us.
请看《使徒行传》第七章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 7.
《使徒行传》第七章二十二节。
Acts chapter 7, verse 22.
二十二节，摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。
And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and deeds.
二十三节。
23.
他将到四十岁，心中起意去看望他的弟兄以色列人。
Now when he was 40 years old, it came to his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel.
这里讲到摩西四十岁的时候。
Here mentioned when Moses was 40 years old.
他的各方面已经是达到成熟。
And he was mature in every way.
这个四十岁也是人一个非常黄金的一个时段。
And 40 years old is also a golden age for everyone.
所以摩西他想要来做一些事情。
So he wanted to do something.
不是为了自己，是为了神，为了神的百姓。
And it's not for himself, but rather for God, also for God's people.
但是神却对摩西说，你稍微慢一点。
But yet God told Moses to slow down.
我们有时候以为说这是最好的时刻。
Sometimes we might think that now is the best time.
但是我们必须承认我们是有限的。
But we must admit that we are very limited.
我们常常只看到的只是一部分。
What we can see is often just a part of things.
我们并没有像神那样子看到全部。
We are not like God who is able to see the entire thing.
所以神没有马上让摩西来做这件事情。
So God did not let Moses to do what he wants to do.
因为摩西他没有想象到说他所要做的事情是有多么的艰难。
Because Moses did not know at the time how difficult it is the task that he wanted to do.
哦，他要经过神的训练，他才能够真的来承担这个事情。
He must go through training from God for him to be able to bear this task.
啊，有时候我们做的并不正确。
And sometimes what we do is not correct.
啊，我们也发现了说我们是有软弱有错误。
And we also found out that we have weaknesses and we made mistakes.
我们向神承认我们的错误。
And we confess to God our mistakes.
啊，神他当然会赦免我们。
Of course, God will forgive us.
啊，但是我们不要做一个无知的人。
But we should not be a man without understanding.
我们不能够只停留在说神已经赦免我了。
We cannot stop at the point where we think God had already forgiven us.
啊，我们因为无知，所以我们会做错事情。
Because we have no understanding, we might do things wrong.
哦，那所以当神赦免我们之后，我们不要再无知。
And so after God forgiven us, we should not be a man with no understanding.
啊，我们都需要得到神的赦免。
We all need to be forgiven by God.
啊，因为在生活当中，我们或多或少。会有软弱，会有错误。
Because in life, more or less, we will have weaknesses, and we made mistakes.
哦，主耶稣在十字架上，他说这些人所做的事情，他们是无知的，他们不知道。
And on the cross, the Lord Jesus Christ said that what these people do, they do not know.
哦，所以主耶稣求天父来赦免这些人。
So he asked the Heavenly Father to forgive them.
哦，那今天。天父更是要赦免我们。
And today, the Heavenly Father, even more will forgive us.
那当我们得到赦免，我们要知道，神告诉我们，我们要成长。
And when we receive forgiveness, we must know that we need to grow.
啊，当时在加拉太的教会，在信仰上，他们受到一些负面的影响。
And the church in Galatia, once they had some negative influence.
啊，那。就是有人传另外的福音在他们的当中。
That is that someone was among them was preaching a different gospel.
哦，那这个保罗来指出他们的错误。
And so Paul pointed out their mistakes.
哦，那当然他们也应该来求神的赦免。
And of course they need to ask for God's forgiveness.
哦，那保罗来提醒他们。
So Paul.Reminded them.
我们请看加拉太书第四章。
Then turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章十九节。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 19.
十九节，我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
My little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you.
啊，保罗告诉他们。我们要有一个目标，就是让基督成形在我们心里。
Paul told them that they have a goal that is for Christ to be formed in them.
啊，因为神赦免我们，神也要我们继续往前进。
And since God forgave us, He also wants us to continue to move forward.
啊，为什么我们会有错误？
Why is it that we made mistakes?
啊，可能我们一时受了迷惑。
Perhaps we were misled.
哦，那我们为什么会被迷惑
？And why is it that we were being misled？
啊，因为我们的道理的根基不够稳固。
Because we are not steadfast in the foundations of the truth。
哦，所以神赦免我们之后，我们要成长。
So after God forgave us, we must grow。
我们要在道理上来成长。
We must grow in truth。
好，我们要在跟神对神的认识上面要成长。
We must grow in the knowledge of God。
好，我们在信心上面要成长。
We must grow in our faith。
那渐渐的我们这个越来越好。
And gradually we will become better。
好，我们越来越坚强。
We will become stronger。
那我们要不要无知，我们要知道神对我们的指示是什么。
And we shouldn't have no understanding. We must know what is the will of God for us.
啊，神看一切都已经齐全了，神会说往前进。
And when God sees that everything is complete, He will tell us to move forward.
我们请看《生命记》第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 2.
生命记第二章十三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 13。
十三节，现在起来过撒列西，于是我们过了撒列西。
Now rise and cross over to the valley of Zered. So we crossed over to the valley of the Zered.
啊，这个就是过约旦河进入迦南地。
This is when they cross River Jordan and enter the land of Canaan.
啊，他们在旷野已经经过了四十年。
They were in the wilderness for 40 years.
啊，这时候他们在各方面已经都相当的成长。
And in every way, they grew greatly.
啊，所以神告诉他们往前进。
So now God told them to move forward.
啊，今天在神的爱跟保守里头。
And today we are under God's love and protection.
啊，经过这个一些的啊，经过一段的时间啊，相信我们在灵性上是不断的在长进。
And after some times, I believe that our faith continued to grow.
啊，我们个人、我们的家庭都在神的祝福里头。
And ourselves as well as our family are in God's blessing.
啊，这是一个非常美妙的啊美妙的时刻。
And this is a very good time.
啊，我们享受着对神的敬拜。
We enjoy our worship to God.
啊，我们享受着全家人啊。遵守神的教训。
We enjoy having the whole family, obeying the commandments of God.
哦，但是我们不要无知，我们要知道神要我们往前进。
But we should not have no understanding, and we must know that God wants us to continue to move forward.
哦，神要我们去做我们应该去做的事情。
God wants us to do the things that we ought to do.
我们请看《使徒行传》十三章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13.
《使徒行传》十三章第二节
，Acts 13 verse 2。
这在描写当时安提阿的教会。
This is talking about the church in Antioch。
啊，在安提阿有好多的很多的基督徒。
There are many Christians in Antioch。
啊，在安提阿也有很多神的工人聚在那里。
There are also a lot of God's worker there。
啊，在安提阿有很多灵性非常好的。好的人。
In Antioch, there were a lot of people with good faith.
啊，在安提阿，他们都非常虔诚、热心的在敬拜神。
And in Antioch, they worship God fervently.
我们请看第二节。
And read verse 2.
他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派保罗，啊，分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
哇，这真的是一个很好的一个环境。
This is a good environment.
哦，这里说他们在侍奉神。
Here it says that they were ministering to the Lord.
哦，侍奉神，他们在，然后说他们是啊进食啊，在进食。在禁食祷告。
And also mentioned here, they were fasting and praying.
哦，对，不是说他们在努力的开会。
It's not that they are working hard holding meetings.
哦，这里不是说他们在做一些沟通。
It didn't say that they were communicating with each other.
哦，他们已经非常的同心合意。
They were already working together in unison.
哦，似乎是没有什么事情好在那边争执讨论的。
It seems like they have nothing, that will cause conflicts and need them to argue.
哦，他们在禁食祷告。
They are fasting and praying.
哦，其实祷告是一个很美好的享受。
And praying is a very good enjoyment.
哦，在侍奉神当中能够禁食祷告，啊，这是好，哦，非常的平安的。非常的享受的。
When we can fast and pray while we're serving the Lord, this is something that's very peaceful and enjoyable.
哦，但是神要他们往前进。
But yet, God wanted them to move forward.
哦，所以这个神就指示他们要派巴拿巴跟这个扫罗，啊，向外邦去传福音。
And so God told them to send Barnabas and Saul to preach to the Gentiles.
第三节。
Verse 3.
于是禁食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们出去了。
Then having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away.
啊，没有人说怎么可以派他们两个人去。
No one asked why must we send those two.
啊，我们这样我们就少了两个工人。
Then we'll lack two workers.
啊，这两个人也没有在那边犹豫着说，啊，为什么不是别人去，是我们两个去。
And the two that were sent did not doubt it and hesitate and ask why is it that us two have to go, why not someone else?
哦，他们对神不是无知的。
And towards God, they did not have no understanding.
哦，各方面都准备好了，他们知道神说往前进。
When they are prepared for everything, then they know God was told them to move forward.
哦，如果我们觉得我们现在的家庭生活很享受。
If we feel that right now our family life is very enjoyable.
哦，如果我们觉得我们现在各方面我们都觉得很啊，觉得很平安很满意。
And we feel that in all aspects of our life we are in peace and we are very content.
哦，如果我们觉得来到教会里头啊，我们非常的享受。
And if we feel that when we come to church, we enjoy it very much.
哦，那我们不要无知，我们要赶快的看神给我们的教导是什么。
And we must not have no understanding. We must quickly see what is it that God is trying to teach me.
哦，或许在某些方面，神是要我们往前进。
Maybe in some aspect, God is telling us to move forward.
我们再请看马太福音十九章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 19.
马太福音十九章二十六节。
19:26.
二十六节，耶稣看着他们说：“啊，在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。”
26. But Jesus looked at them and said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible."
啊，在我们的啊生活里头，是有很多事情我们是觉得很困难的。
In our life, sometimes we have a lot of things that we think are very difficult.
哦，但是只要这个事情是跟神有关系。
But as long as it is related to God,
只要这个事情是跟神的荣耀有关系，
as long as it related to God's glory,
只要这个事情是跟神的国度有关系，
as long as it is related to God's kingdom,
哦，那我们不要无知，
then we should have no understanding.
哦，我们不是在自己的能力范围来做一些决定。
We are not making decision within our own limitation.
我们是在神的能力，以神的能力来做决定。
We are making decision based on God's power.
所以我们应该在意的是，这是不是神的事情。
And so what we need to pay attention to is whether or not these things is related to God.
我们要在意的是，这是不是跟神的荣耀有关系。
And we must pay attention whether these things is related to God's glory.
我们所要在意的是，这个是不是跟神的啊神的教会有关系。
What we need to mind is whether this thing is related to the church.
啊，如果是
，if it is，
啊，那我们就不要无知。
Then we should not have no understanding.
啊，因为在这里主耶稣已经啊。讲得很清楚，在人是不能的，在神凡事都能。
And here the Lord Jesus already tell us very clearly, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
哦，在当时这些门徒他们觉得什么事情最困难？
And at the time, what is it that the disciples feel are most difficult?
哦，他们在跟耶稣谈论之后，他们觉得说一个人要得救是最困难的。
After their discussion with the Lord Jesus, they conclude that for a man to be saved is the most difficult.
哦，一个人的得救，这个是神的事情。
And for a man to be saved, this is the matter of God.
哦，人的得救是跟神的荣耀有关系。
And man's salvation relates to God.
哦，人的得救是跟神的国度有关系。
Man's salvation also relates to God's kingdom.
哦，所以我们就不需要用我们自己的能力来做判断。
And so we should not make decisions.Make judgment based on our own power, our own strength.
我们是要用神的能力来做决定，来做判断。
We must make decision based on God's power.
哦，所以我们常常去留意着 神给我们的旨意是什么。
So we must always pay attention to what is it the will of God.
哦，那我们就知道我们应该如何来做回应。
Then we'll know how to react.
哦，把我们自己拿掉。
We take ourselves off.
哦，我现在是在神的能力的这个基础上面来面对这个事情。
I am now standing on the foundation of God to face this matter.
哦，在圣经里头有神很多对我们的应许。
And in the Bible, it talks a lot about a lot of promises from God.
哦，这些应许都是为了让我们得着益处。
All of these promises are for our own benefits.
哦，那这些神的应许都跟神的荣耀有关系。
And God's promises are all related to God's glory.
哦，这些神给我们的应许都跟他的国度有关系。
All the promises that God gave us relates to His kingdom.
哦，所以当我们知道什么是神给我们的应许。
So if we know clearly what are the promises that God gave us.
哦，我们接下来要问的是，那这个应许有没有已经成为我的恩典？
And the next thing we need to ask ourselves is whether these promises has become my blessing or my grace.
哦，这些神的应许应该成为我们的恩典。
All these promises should be our blessings.
哦，那再来就是，那我们有没有这个信心来领受这个恩典？
And next, do we have the faith to receive all these blessings?
哦，我们有没有那个信心来遵守神的教训？
Do we have the faith to obey God's commandments?
哦，常常是神的应许，它一直是在圣经里头。
And a lot of time, God's promises stays in the Bible.
哦，但是我们一直都还没有领受到这个恩典。
And we have yet to receive these blessings.
哦，所以我们不要对神是无知的。
And so we should not have no understanding when it comes to God.
哦，我们要想看，我们是不是缺少了那个活泼的信心。
And we need to examine ourselves whether we lack that robust faith.
哦，我们常常用自己的能力想要来得神的恩典。
And a lot of time we would use our own strength to try to gain blessings from God.
哦，那所以呢，我们常常觉得我们是软弱的。
And so a lot of time we feel that we are very weak.
哦，所以我们要常常去想一些跟信心有关的事情。
And we need to think more about things that relates to faith.
哦，在圣经里头有很多有关信心的例子。
In the Bible, there are many examples about faith.
哦，我们自己的人生里头也有一些信心的信心，我们信心的表现。
And also in our life, we also have a lot of things that relate to faith.
哦，我们要继续不断的来得着神的应许。
We have to continue to receive God's blessings.
哦，得着神的应许，实现在我们的生活里头。
And we must continue to receive God's promises, and then we make it. We must put it in our life.
哦，就我们请看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to Second Timothy.
提摩太后书第四章。
Second Timothy chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节。唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量，使福音被我尽都传明，叫外邦人都听见。我也从狮子口里被救出来。
But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion.
啊，这时候保罗被下在监牢里。
Here, Paul was put in prison.
啊，这时候保罗他知道他即将被处死。
And he knew that he is about to be put to death.
这时候，保罗他对神不是无知的。
And at this time, Paul did not have no understanding towards God.
哦，他知道神给他什么应许。
He know what are the promises that God gave him.
哦，他要让神的应许实现在他的身上。
he wants God promises to realize in his life.
在这样的一个很危急的时刻，他需要的是信心。
And in this critical time, what he needed the most is faith.
所以保罗去回想他过去的生活。
So Paul looked back at his life.
他在传福音的路程当中，神是怎么跟他同在
？And how God was with him in all the way in his preaching.
他在遇到危险的时候，神是怎么来保护他
？And when he encountered danger, how God protected him.
所以他能够做下这样的结论。
And so he could make this kind of conclusion.
十八节，主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救我进他的天国，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
18 And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen.
就要被处死，这是一件真实的事情。
And it was a reality that he was about to be put to death.
这个不是还很久，这可能就是明天后天。
And this is not something that will happen long in the future. It could happen today or even tomorrow.
但神给他给我们的应许是什么
？But what is it that the promise that God gave us？
神给我们的应许就是他救我们脱离凶恶。
And God promised to us is that He will deliver us from evil。
所以在这里，保罗知道，虽然面对着死亡，但是他知道他能够面对的。
And Paul here knew that even though he's facing death, he knew he was able to overcome it.
他是可以坚持他的信仰的。
He could confirm and be steadfast in his faith.
因为这是神给他的应许。
Because this is the promise that God gave him.
虽然处境很困难，但是他知道我站立得住。
Even though he was in a difficult situation, but he knew that he would stand.
他对天国的盼望没有动摇。
He was not then towards the hope.Of heaven, he did not waver.
保罗这样的信心不是偶然的。
And so Paul, this kind of faith for Paul did not come out of the blue.
他也是一点一滴的这样累积起来的。
And he worked on that faith and piled on little by little.
所以他曾经这样讲，我们请看提摩太前书第四章。
And so he once said, let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章第八节。
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8.
第八节，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因为有今生和来生的应许。
For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come.
能够有强健的身体，这个不是一天就造成的。
And so a healthy body we cannot build in just one day.
在饮食上，在一些运动上面是这样子日积月累而来形成一个健康的身体。
You must pay attention to the things that the food that we eat as well as the health of our body. So day by day, we actually build upon this health.
所以同样的，在信仰上面，我们也要来操练自己。
And so on the same token, in terms of faith, we also need to exercise ourselves.
这个教会里头有很多的各种不同的活动，这个都是在帮助我们。
And in our church, we have a lot of activities, and these are all to help us.
一个很注重健康的人，他也会给自己定下一些饮食生活上的一些规范。
And for a person who pay attention to his health, he would pay attention to his food, daily intake as well as his exercise regimen.
不晓得我们有没有为我们灵性的健康也来定下一些规范。
And I wonder if we also do something similar in terms of our spiritual health.
那所以我们不要对神无知。
So we must not have no understanding towards God.
我们相信神所给我们的应许。
We believe in the promises of God.
我们要让应许实现在我们的 生活当中。
We have to let God's promises realize in our life.
哦，这样我们才能够走完我们信仰的道路。
Then we can finish all the way in our journey of faith.
哦，这样子我们才能够完成神所托付给我们的工作。
Then we can complete the work that God gave us.
哦，那我们能够进入神所为我们准备的永恒。
And we can enter into the eternity that God prepared for us.
我们一起唱诗152首。
Let's all sing hymn 152.